You're listening to Spill Those Thoughts with me, Leo Tafoya. Welcome back. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome all, welcome all. Welcome back to episode 9 of Spill Those Thoughts. I listened back to the episode last week and I realized I started it off by saying Spill Your Thoughts. That's not the name of this podcast. The name of this podcast is Spill Those Thoughts. And my name is Leo Tafoya. Yes, I am your host. Welcome back. If you have been with us, welcome. If you are brand new and this is your first episode, I am so glad to have you here. I'm so excited. Today we're in a different setting once again, like last time we started off in the kitchen of my house at the kitchen table. Today I am downstairs. I'm downstairs and you probably are like, what is all that noise in the background? It sounds like white noise. That is, I think that's a dehumidifier or air purifier. One of the two things, but it's on. I forgot to turn it off and I don't want to get back up. So it's going to stay on. So I'm downstairs. Crazy thing. I know this is going to sound really weird probably, but the other day I came down here because we have our downstairs is obviously half of it is a garage and the other half is a basement. And, we basically have a whole nother, I guess you could do another bedroom down here and a whole, another living room down here. And I genuinely forget that we have this space down here with couches and stuff. And I rarely to never come down here. Obviously I'll come down here for something. We have a bunch of stuff down here and we have another separate room down here with that's kind of our storage room, I guess if you could say. So I'll come down here to get stuff. And obviously I come downstairs every day to go to work, to get out, to go to my car. But I never actually come over here and sit down, you know? And the other day I came down here because my mom, because we have a TV down here too. And we have one of those little things plugged into the TV where it's to make the TV smart, you know, to have YouTube and Netflix and all that stuff on there. And it disconnected from the Wi-Fi. So she was like, hey, can you go connect it for me? Because she wanted to watch something down here. Because I feel like my mom is down here a lot, more than anybody else. She'll come. This is her woman cave, if you'll say it that way. Because she's always down here doing her arts and crafts. She comes down here every night to read her Bible. Or she comes just and sits here, watches TV or... She'll go in that little room where she has her little desk set up and everything and she'll do her thing. So she's always down here and I'll come down here to bug her or something, but I never come down here to sit, but it's so nice down here. So I was let me go sit down here tonight. Anyways, y'all probably do not care about that. I just wanted to set the scene and give you guys an idea of where I am today. Because I am not in my room once again. And I was going to shower first before recording, but my sister got in the shower first. I was like, oh. And she said she was going to get in there 30 minutes ago. And then I walked by and she was still not in the shower. I was like, what the heck? What the hell? I was going to get in the shower too. So hurry it up. But yeah, I was like, you know what? Let me just record this because, I was like, let me just go ahead and record the podcast. We are one episode away from the 10th episode. We're one episode away from making it to double digits. Oh, it just turned off. Listen to the difference. Silence. We're one episode away from double digits, guys. That is insane that we have been doing this for it would this technically, I guess, would be the 10th episode, but because I skipped out on 1 week, it's the 9th. But we've technically been doing this for 9 weeks going on 10. So, like, I'm so excited. That's so crazy. We're gonna be here for a while. We're not going away. Spill Those Thoughts is here to stay. I enjoy this so much. And now that I'm like finally getting more equipped, and I know I keep saying this every episode, I'm like, guys, we're getting guests on the podcast soon, this and that. We are, but I did say I had two microphones now. I have two microphones, which I do. But for some reason, I can't connect both of those at the same time. I can't get them to work at the same time to record. So I'm just going to have to order another one of these microphones that I'm currently recording on. Hey. One, because they're amazing. So having two wouldn't hurt. And two, because I do want to have guests on here soon. And I can't with just one microphone. Like, I'm not just going to be sharing the microphone. Like, obviously sharing is caring, but like, I want them to have their own microphone, you know? So yeah, we're just gonna, for now, we're going to wait to get another microphone. And hopefully we can have somebody on here very soon. I already know exactly who I want on my podcast first. I'm going to keep it a secret though. So nobody knows, only I know. But yeah. What else was I saying? I think I was just saying about the 10th episode, how I'm so freaking excited. Oh yeah, it's spring break, guys. Okay, it's spring break for everybody else but adults. And that includes me. And anybody else that has to work all of spring break, it's not spring break, because I've had to work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and tomorrow's Friday, and I'm working tomorrow too, obviously, because I work a freaking full-time job. And I know I did say last episode, I was like, oh, I'm probably gonna be at the beach. Catch me recording this episode at the beach. Lies. Big fat lies. That's what that was. And I'm not planning on going to the beach anymore because, no, like, I, no. So, I really wanted to go. I actually really did want to go, but I guess not anymore. So it's a boring spring break. If you're listening to this and you had an amazing spring break and you went to the beach and you did all the fun stuff, I am jealous of you. And, I literally envy that, because I really wanted to go to the beach or just travel, go somewhere. You know, it's spring break, but I didn't. I just worked and worked and worked, which honestly, get that bag. Yes, get that bag. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Now, when those paychecks start rolling out and all these people who went to the beach get a big fat zero, then who's going to be laughing then? Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, but yeah, it just, spring break doesn't feel like what it used to, because obviously in like elementary school, middle school, high school, well, not so much high school, because I was already working in high school, but I guess in elementary and middle school, it was like, oh, there's no school. Literally all you get to do is just lay around at home, watch TV, eat all the food you can, do absolutely nothing. That was the life. It really was. And then you start working and you're like, oh yeah, no school, but I have to wake up for work still. And I'm going to try to get as many hours in as I can because I already don't work enough while I'm in school. You know, like stuff like that. I work full time, so that's not a problem. I work full time and I get all the hours I need. But it just doesn't feel the same. And I really miss when spring breaks felt like spring break. And not whatever this is now. Literally whatever this is now. But yeah, there's so many footsteps you can hear upstairs. Like, you can actually hear so much from upstairs down here. Like, people walking up there. my mom and dad. No, but yeah, I really do miss it when I could just lay around all day and do nothing. And ugh, those were the days. Those were the freaking days, guys. Also, the deluxe for Eternal Sunshine comes out tonight, and I am so freaking ready. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. It comes out at 11 for us because it's like midnight, you know, central time, whatever. Or no, midnight Eastern time. Never eat soggy wool. What's the California time zone? Whatever the time zone in California is, it's at, or I don't even know, but it comes out at 12 p.m. But for us, that's 11 p.m. So, oh, what was that? So I'm like, I'm going to be up and ready to listen to it. The snippets that she's been releasing have been insane. So I'm like, so ready. And then the short film comes out tomorrow morning. Oh my gosh. Best believe I will be watching that. Best believe I will be putting myself on unavailable on my phone at work. And I will be watching the short film because what else am I to do? What else am I to do? I am so freaking excited. And then also, I don't think I talked about this last episode because it came out on Friday. I might have mentioned it, but I don't remember. Selena Gomez's new opera. Oh my gosh. It is so freaking good. So good. All the hate all the hate that people give her is so freaking forced. It is so forced. That album from beginning to end is perfection. It is so freaking good. It has been, I'm not joking, it has been on replay. Like, I'm going to say this very seriously. I am not joking when I say on replay, because sometimes I exaggerate. I'm like, oh, this song's been on replay, but really I've listened to it like twice. No, the album, replay. Don't Wanna Cry, Ojos Tristes featuring the Marías. Call Me When You Break Up featuring Gracie Abrams. Every song on there, How Does It Feel to Be Forgotten? Ugh, so freaking good. Like, and then she's been releasing other songs, like, I guess teasing at a deluxe, but also teasing at like an unreleased album that she made but never released called Seven Heavens. She's been like releasing those on her store to like where you can purchase them. And they have all been amazing. I am like, actually, like, my mind has been blown away by how good this album and this era that she's currently in is. And seeing all the interviews of her and Benny, her fiance, have just been amazing because they seem so genuinely happy. And I'm so, so happy for Selena because I am like, I'm seriously like, I'm a Selena stan since like way back when, you know, like I have been with my girl Selena since like, obviously not day one because she started doing her job way before I was even born. But and then I've been on my Selena kick recently. Like I've been going through all of her old albums and just listening to them because they're so good. Like I forgot how good, and I forgot how many. Oh, my mom's coming down here. Hi. Okay, she just locked herself in that little room now. What the heck? She just looked at me and was like, what are they doing? Now this is going to be awkward because she probably can hear me. Ugh. Anyways. But I swear I'm not like this. I just like, for some reason, I'm like so nervous. Like, I literally act so crazy in front of her. Oh. ¿Qué está haciendo? ¿Eh? See, I don't know if y'all just heard that. She just said, "I'm housekeeping." Sorry for the interruption in Spanish, bruh. She came down here to get the because they were washing our carpet. They were washing our big rug that we have in our living room outside today, and she went to go get the big vacuum dryer thing to give it a little dry. Anyways, what was I saying? Oh yes, album, so freaking good. So I'm just like, I've been obsessed because like I seriously thought that, and I think I've said this before, and I probably said this last episode, I thought that this year was gonna be the biggest music drought because we got so many good albums and so much good music last year from so many artists that I was like, oh my gosh, 2025 is literally gonna be the worst because nobody's gonna have music. Everybody's putting out music this year, so nobody's gonna have music next year. I was proved wrong because so far the music that has been put out this year has been immaculate, so freaking good. And then Miley Cyrus announced a new album. We had Lady Gaga release an album. We had Selena Gomez release a new album. The Marías are putting out a new song next Friday, which I am so excited. Leyvay is putting out a new song, and we are officially in Leyvay 3 era. I'm so freaking excited. Like, y'all don't understand my joy and happiness that I feel for all of this new music. Kali Uchis is putting, oh my gosh, there's so freaking much. I'm just so happy. And I'm just so happy for all the new music that we've been getting. And also, I wanted to talk about how because of social media and like, I guess like TikTok mainly, but this one I guess is directed towards Instagram because this happened today on Instagram. One of my biggest reasons why I love social media is because, there's like a love and hate relationship with it, but one of the things that I really like about social media is the accessibility to immerse yourself and kind of, and bring you into it's so great to find new artists on there. Like, I'll just be scrolling on there and I'll get like this random like indie underground artist that I'm like, oh, that sounds really good. So I look them up on Apple Music and I start listening to their discography and I'm like, how have I not found you before? Because like, this music is amazing. This happened to me today on Instagram. I was scrolling and it was a post, and it was like a picture of Leyvay, and then every slide on the beside Leyvay was a different artist, and it was like Me and You Till the End or something, and it was like Leyvay, and then one was like Leyvay and Sabrina Carpenter, Leyvay and Gracie Abrams, Leyvay and Mitski, Leyvay and Biba Dubi, stuff like that. And then one of them was this artist that his name is Rocco, and that's just Rocco. I guess free promo, but and I looked him up and I was like, who is this? And his music is amazing, literally so freaking good. Him and then the other one that was on there is Grant Perez. And he actually has an album coming out tonight at midnight. So I was like, whoa, this is insane that I literally just happened to run into his music and he has a whole new album coming out tonight. And he's actually also going on tour. And he has a show in Nashville. So I'm like, if I listen to this album and I really like it, and I've already listened to a lot of his like music that he's been putting out, and I'm really liking it, I'm like, I think I might be buying some tickets to go see him. And you know what's crazy? You know what's absolutely insane? He's going on tour for this new album, but his opener for this tour is Rocco, the other guy that I found that today. So I'm like, 2-in-1. Literally 2-in-1. So I'm like, I think I might be buying tickets to go see them because I'm intrigued. One, so far the music I've heard is amazing. And I just love concerts, like y'all know, like I've mentioned a million times, especially when it's like indie artist concerts, because it's like, it's such a great experience. When it's like a small room, it's a small venue, you feel connected with everybody because you're like, you're all there for this artist that you're like rooting for their accomplishments and wanting them to grow and grow, that it just feels so amazing to go to these concerts, you know? But so I might be getting tickets to go see him and Rocco on that tour. I'm gonna take a sip of water. I don't think I did this last episode, but if you have your water with you, if you have your water with you, take 5 big sips with me. Ooh. Oh my goodness, that is cold. Gosh, I forgot I put so much ice in this, and this is like freezing cold. That just like burned my throat. Gosh. But yeah, I'm like, I love supporting and finding new artists. And oh, sorry if you hear all this commotion. I'm just like trying to. Okay, I'm just trying to get a little more comfortable. Okay, I did not talk to you, Siri. Anyways, but yeah, discovering new music through social media is just always the best thing. The reason I have found so many of the artists I listen to now is because of social media. Like Leve. How did I find Leve? I believe it was through social media. It was through Instagram, actually. I found her on Instagram and I was like, whoa, this is like really good. And this was when she had released either her first or second song, because I've been with her. I've been listening to her and supporting her since like day one for real. Like since she put out her first song on like streaming platforms. I think it was her first song. It was either Street by Street or Someone New. But I think it might have been some Street by Street. Sorry. Yeah, so it was her first song she ever put out in 2020. And ever since, I'm just like, and the reason I found her actually was through Instagram. I was like just scrolling on there and I came across her and I was like, well, she's like amazing. And so I followed her and she used to do lives all the freaking time. Like I'm talking like she would like actually go live so often and like just play her songs that she had wrote and she would play the songs she had wrote or would play like covers and stuff, and I would join her, and no kidding, like I would join her when there was only like a couple, like 100 people, 200 people, less than 100 people on the live, you know, like it was, I was one of the real ones. Like, if I'm being so honest, I was one of the real ones, and I have been with her since, and I just love that so much. And another one that I could think about would probably Weijia Project. I think I found them more, okay, I think I'm actually, I might be lying, I think I found them because of Heartstopper, because one of their songs was in there. Obviously, Will is in Heartstopper as a cast, but they also had one of their songs on the first season. I think that might have been how I found them. I'm not sure. But there's just been so many artists that I've like followed their journey. Oh, I forgot to. Wow. I forgot to do this. Give me one moment. Wow. That's so funny. Anyways, but yeah. I just love social media for that. Other things, I'm like, oh, it's a little sketchy because, like, what the heck? But, yeah. Also, this week, I have been, well, not this week. It's been going on for a couple weeks. I have been my body has been waking up by itself at the time it's supposed to. Like, so I wake up for work. To get ready for work, I wake up around, like 6:30 is usually my time I wake up. But my body has automatically started waking up at like 5:30 or 6. So I'm sorry. I'm like yawning a lot. I feel like I yawn every episode, and it's not because I don't want to be here. It's literally because I've had such a long day, and it's like I'm just like ready to hop in bed. But I've been like waking. My body has been waking up by itself. At those times, as long as I sleep before 11, if I am in bed with my eyes closed before 11, then I'll wake up on time. However, if it's like a weekend and I'm like in bed by like 1, then I'm probably not going to wake up till like 10. But yeah, I've been so proud of myself for that because like I feel like I've had such a bad sleep routine growing up. Cause so when I was like younger, me and my mom would stay up, no joke, till like 4 a.m. Like literally 4 a.m. Obviously I had school, but like the days that I had school, obviously not. But before I started school, so like when I was like 4 years old, and then every summer, like every time during the summertime, I would stay up till like 4 a.m. with my mom doing like arts and crafts, playing Legos, or I don't even like just doing the most random stuff, you know, but like it was never watching TV or like staying up and like being on a phone or something. Like it was always like genuinely staying up so late doing like having like core memories with my mom. Like doing, like I said, arts and crafts, or like we would do so many projects. And like, I remember like we would have our setup down here, actually downstairs. And like, it would be time for my dad to get up to go to work. And he gets up at like 4 a.m. to go to work. And like, he would come downstairs. He'd be like, y'all are still awake. Like, yes, we're having a good time actually. And you're jealous. No, but like growing up, I just had such bad sleeping habits that it just carried on. And even in high school, even if I had school, it would be 2 a.m. and I would still be up sometimes. Like it was that bad. And then on weekends or on days that I didn't have school or during summer, once I was obviously older, I wouldn't wake up till like, I went a while that I wouldn't wake up till like 2 or 1 in the afternoon. Like that was bad. And of course it wasn't every day, but it was so often that it was really bad. And obviously that's not good for your sleeping schedule. Unless of course you work like overnight shifts or stuff like that, which thinking about it, I don't think I could ever do that. Because what do you mean I'm up working at night and then I have to sleep through the day when stuff is happening? First of all, my FOMO would be crazy. My FOMO would be absolutely insane because I'd be like, okay, everybody's doing all this stuff and I literally have to sleep because I have worked all night. So I'm missing out on all the fun. But then also, not only am I missing out on the fun of going out during the day, but if there's a I don't go to parties, but like hypothetically, if there was a party or hypothetically, if my friends were out doing stuff or if my family was having like a family party or a family gathering or something and it was later in the night or later in the day, I would still feel missing, like I'm missing out because I would be at work. So I just feel like working overnight just doesn't, I would not be able to do that. And I know some people who do that. I just don't think that I would be able to, especially if it's like, it's a full-time job overnight, you know, like it's not like this day and this day only and the rest of the days are normal or something like that. No, like I'm talking like full-time, like Monday through Friday, overnight shift. No, I cannot do that. That would absolutely make me go insane. And I would not last working there for probably more than a day because I would absolutely have huge, huge FOMO. But yeah, so I've definitely fixed my sleeping schedule. I definitely still could do better, I would say myself. But it's gotten good enough that it's like, I feel good about it, you know? And I want to keep it up. I want to keep that up. Because once I start working from home, I won't have to wake up at freaking 6:30 a.m. Because obviously my job will be here in my house. So I can wake up like at 7:40 or something, you know? So that gives me a whole nother hour to sleep. Oh my gosh. That's so amazing. That is so amazing. But then also, I think I talked about this. Ooh, gosh. I think I talked about this on an episode, how like I want to start working out and going to the gym. And the way I would try to work it out would be going in the morning, like before work. So I would still sometimes have to wake up early. But besides that, my sleeping schedule has been pretty, pretty, pretty good, might I say. Also, this week, It was Monday. I got my matcha on Monday. Like, my order finally came in. And I have been obsessed. Ob-freaking-cessed. It's obviously the new variant, and it's like a different flavor profile from the original. Why am I yawning so freaking much? Oh my gosh. Anyways, the original is the Okumidori. I think that's how you pronounce it. and that one has like earthy, like more raw in a way, like undertones for like flavors. This one that she just released is more like almost like creamy, like almost, I don't know, it's just like I guess nutty. It's so much more smooth, and it's so delicious. So I have been having one of those every single morning. I do not leave my house without making my matcha. Yes ma'am, yes sir, best believe I am. But tomorrow, because I have enough points at Baba Java, which is where I buy my matcha when I don't have it, when I want to like go to like a coffee shop, I have enough points to get, would it be a free one? I don't think it would be a free one fully, because it's like I have enough points for $5, which is what you can spend on the points thing. So I think I might be going to, and since it's Friday, I might be splurging and getting myself a little matcha from a coffee shop instead of from home, even though I love mine. But yeah. And I haven't went this whole week, and I usually go at least like once or twice a week. And like they finally know me there. I think I talked about that. I'm just talking about the same thing. But they finally know me there. So it's like, hey. But yeah, I might splurge and go get a matcha tomorrow instead of making one here at home. And I might end up making one when I get back from work. So double matcha, literally double matcha. Also, talk about splurging. I may have applied for my Apple credit card today, and I may have gotten approved for it. And I may have gotten the titanium card along with it, which is free. If you're approved for the card, you automatically get that for free. So catch me going around with my little titanium card. Yes, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. I don't know why I just said that. I just thought about that. But I've had a pretty good week, I'd say so myself. I hope everybody has had a great week too, because if you haven't, then let's make it a better week next week, especially since this week was spring break. Like I said, obviously for some of us, it doesn't even count, but like it's the thought that counts. It's like if I were to not have to be working right now, I would technically be just sleeping, you know? But I think it's been a pretty chill week. Well, has it been long? No, it hasn't been long, but it hasn't felt short either, you know? And also, we're like, this is the last week of March, the last full week. Because how many days are in March? Wait. That is my photos up. That is not calendars. Yeah. Because on Tuesday, is it? Yeah. On Tuesday is April the 1st, April Fools. I'm thinking about doing like a trying to pull pranks on people that day. Yes, yeah, huh? Yes, I will. Best believe I will. So like this is the last week. I also got a compile my pictures for my March dump. That has been something I've been doing too. Is like doing a photo dump every month. And so far I've kept up with it and I plan on keeping up with it. And I have them all saved on my like highlight reels on my Instagram, like on my page. And I love just going through them and seeing all the things I was doing in the past months. And it's so fun. But yeah, it's the last week of March. Dang, that's crazy. We're already in April. Oh my gosh. All I know is I just want these 4 years to pass by fast. I just want these 4 years to pass by fast because I need to get it. We need to get past these already. Like, if we had a skip card, a time skip card, best believe I would have used it already. Best believe. No, but yeah, today work was pretty chill, I guess. Well, there was a couple of people that really annoyed me on the phone. We had this one guy. Oh my gosh. We had this one guy call, and it wasn't even the guy who the appointment was for, but it was his whole freaking family. Like, I'm talking like, so we got multiple calls from this phone number. And every time it was a different freaking person. And it was a different freaking person from the family. And most of them kept being stepchildren. I'm like, dang, how many stepkids do you have? But, and it was a whole mess. I was like, y'all need to chill. Like, and every single time we told them the same thing. So it's like, what do you think calling back is gonna make a difference or something? No, we're telling you the same thing every single time. So listen to what we told you the first time you called. Anyways, but today wasn't as bad. But it had its moments. That's what I'll say. It had its moments, but it went by pretty fast. And yeah, it wasn't too bad. And I was looking forward to just coming home because I just wanted to lay around. The second I got home, I put on my YouTube. I put on Remy Ashton, Remy Vlogs. And oh my gosh. Sorry. I just got like the craziest little like, it felt like that little like powder in your throat where it's like it makes you want to cough. Oh my gosh. No, but yeah, I got home and I put on Miss Remy Ashton. I watched her vlog because she's putting out her Asia vlogs right now. Because she traveled to Korea and Tokyo, and I've been catching up on those as she's been posting them. So it's been a pretty chill day, as I might say. So I don't really have much to say today. I pretty much talked about all I wanted to talk. Today's episode is pretty chill. Today's episode is pretty chill, like me. I feel like this week wasn't as eventful as other weeks. However, next week's episode is probably going to be pretty eventful because not only will we have already, well, tonight I will be listening to, obviously, Deluxe Eternal Sunshine, and best believe we're having a debrief next episode about all of that stuff. But then also, like, I start school next week, too. So, like, I feel like more stuff is going to be happening. And then I have, like, I feel like next week's going to be a pain in the butt, honestly. Like, there's so much that I have to do next week that I'm just like, And it's not, okay, this also, too, is why this week has been pretty chill and, like, not so eventful. Because at work, even on, like, Monday, which is our busiest day, like, I'm talking busy, like, back-to-back-to-back calls. It wasn't that busy because everybody's on spring break. So like they're all on vacation. So nobody's calling, but next week, everybody's going to come back from vacation. And then also a lot of our doctors were out because of spring break. So we didn't have like barely any doctors in offices today in this week. So there was really not many patients and stuff. So it was a pretty chill week, but next week, oh my God. Everybody's gonna be coming back and everybody's gonna be like, oh, I was on spring break, but I forgot that I had this appointment. Now I have to change this. And oh my gosh, like it's gonna, I'm just, please don't be horrible next week. Please don't be horrible. Please. Also, I just thought about this. I guess I get it. Like, you know, having your car clean on the outside, getting your car washed. But I see no freaking purpose in getting your car washed during the summer and spring. Specifically during spring. Because I washed it the other day. I went to a car wash. And I went because it was a new car wash. So I had a free, first car wash for free, you know? And no joke, because I parked it inside in the garage. But the day after the next day, it was already freaking fully covered in pollen. So I'm like, what the heck? So if I would have spent that money, because that car wash, the free one that they gave me, it's originally priced at $30. So if I would have paid $30, those $30 would have gone to waste in one day. Because it gets dirty right away. So I'm like, I'm like, during the spring, what's the point even? During winter and fall, I get it. But like during spring and summer when there's pollen galore, why even bother at this point? Like, yeah, clean your car from the inside, but from the outside, it's going to get dirty in freaking one day. And then you're going to be spending more and more money every single week because you're like, oh, I have to wash it again. Oh, and I guess, yeah, you can hose it down at home or something. But like, I like car washes. I like going through them. They're fun. Especially the ones where there's like light up colors and the when it's like throwing the shampoo, it looks like it's throwing colorful shit. I love car washes. Anyways, let's move on to our faves and not so faves of this week. And I guess if anything just pops into my mind, I guess I'll talk about it. But for our first favorite of the week, I'm going to say Nami Matcha, because like I said, I have been having my matcha every single freaking day. And also, I posted them on my story with my matcha, and they might have liked my story and sent me a little message with a little heart. And I was like, thank you so much. I'm literally biggest fan. Literally love you guys so much at Nami Matcha. Obviously, nobody over there is listening to this. Wait, is this recording right now? It is. Why did it do that? Why did it do that? What the heck? Wait. Is this recording? Yes, it is. I just got scared because like it glitched and it stopped following the little recording thing. I was like, have I not been recording this or what is going on? Anyways. Oh, there we go. Like I was saying... But yeah, they like my story. So one of my biggest favorites of the week is definitely that. I've posted them a couple of times and they've liked my story. And like Ashley has, I've DM'd with Ashley before on like, she like, I posted something on my story and I tagged her or something. I don't know. But yeah, I just love Ashley Alexander and Nami Matcha so freaking much. They're the best. Go buy Nami Matcha. Literally giving them free promo, but they're just that good that they deserve all the love and all the support in the world. So definitely go buy. If you're starting your matcha journey, please go buy Nami Matcha because it is literally that good and you're supporting an amazing person. And yeah, I'm just a matcha nerd and I love matcha so freaking much. And if you ever need advice with anything matcha related, literally hit me up because I am your matcha 101 professor. Yes, I am. Anyways, second favorite of the week is going to be the time 5 p.m. The reason why is because, I thought I had bent my headphones. Anyways, I've never like fully laid down. Let me lay down. Anyways, okay, this is comfy. Yes, I'm so weird. Like, I literally, who listens to this? Literally, who is listening to this right now? This is insane. I don't know why I just laid down and I started talking. I'm like, what am I doing right now? Like, who is listening to this right now and like actually this far into the episode? If you are, literally, thank you so much. Like, you are the best. You are amazing. And I love you so freaking much because you're a real one and you deserve everything for that. Like, I appreciate it so much. If you're literally this far in this episode and you've actually been listening to all my episodes so far, it, like, so freaking amazing. And I promise I'm going to find ways to keep this so entertaining for you guys. Like, I'm probably gonna, like, because I thought about this the other day. I was like, what if I do an episode where, like, I take a bunch of, like, random BuzzFeed quizzes and, like, take it with you guys, you know? Like, I feel like that would be so fun, you know? And obviously, once we start having people on here, it's going to be more fun. We're going to have more to talk about because I'll be having a conversation with somebody. So that's going to be fun. But I promise I'm going to find so many ways to keep it interesting and keep it fun. But like, that just like crossed my mind right now. I was like, what the heck? Oh my gosh. I just got a notification for the weather tomorrow. It's supposed to go up to 80. I don't like the hot weather. I hate hot weather. Like, if it could be cold all year, I would take it. I just love cold weather and I hate hot weather. Anyways, but yeah, what was I even saying? Oh gosh. Oh, 5 p.m. How I love. Oh, no, that's another favorite of the week. 5 p.m. Why? Because that is when I clock out and I get in my car and I drive home. Literally best time of the day. Yes, also 12 o'clock because that means I clock out and I sit down and lay down and watch my YouTube videos and eat my food because that's my break, my lunch. So the times when I'm like, I get to leave or I get to not work, I'm like, woo. And then that hour luckily feels like the perfect amount of time. Like, it's not too long and it's not too short. Like, perfect amount of time. Like, I've gone to lunch where, like, I'll eat for, like, a fourth of my time. And then the rest of it, I'll recline my chair back and I work at my office and I'll just close my eyes and take a nap. Literally, just close my eyes and take a nap. And I'm closing my eyes right now and I could literally fall asleep right now. Like, I could, but no, because I need to finish this and get up and go upstairs and get my towel and shower. And then once I'm showered, I'll probably lose my sleepiness and I'm gonna be like literally wide awake like this. Y'all can't see that, but like I have my eyes wide open and I will be waiting for Eternal Sunshine Deluxe to come out. Yes, I will. Anyways, and my third and final favorite of the week is this place that, okay, to start it off, if you raise your hand if you like Cane's, my hand went up. I hope that your hand is going up right now too, because Cane's Chicken is the absolute best fast food place ever. And I will stand by that forever. That is my favorite place ever. The unfortunate thing is that we do not have a Cane's anywhere near where I live. In Alabama, the only Cane's we have is in Tuscaloosa, which is, oh, that was, I just made that noise. Whoa, that was weird. Which is like, what, like 2 hours away from me? No, it's like an hour and 30 minutes away from me, probably. I love Cane's so much, but like, I will drive down there. Oh, I will. But like, I wanted to have it near me so that I can just eat it whenever I crave it, you know? I don't want to have it as a one-time luxury and then I'll see you again in 3 months. No, like I want it near me so that I can buy my Cane's box and my lemonade, my large lemonade. I love Cane's. But the reason why I'm saying that is because I had never tried this place. But it's called Guthrie's. And essentially, they have basically the same thing as Cane's. So it kind of satisfies my craving for Cane's in a way. Does it replace it? Absolutely. Ooh, that was my phone. My phone just fell and it probably cracked. Oh my gosh. Oh, if my phone cracked, I'm going to be so freaking pissed off. I don't even want to look at it. So we're just going to ignore the fact that it's because I set my phone. I'm laying down on this couch and I put it on the top of the back of the couch and I lifted the cushion up a little bit and it slid off and it fell all the way to the bottom. And it, like, this is raised up pretty high on the back of the couch. And these floors are literally like, I'm talking like hard ceramic floor. Is that what it would be? They're like hard floors, you know? They're not wood. They're like, listen. Yeah, that, you know? So, oh my gosh, please. I really hope that did not crack. And I don't have my good phone case on there. Oh my gosh. Okay, anyways. I don't even want to think about it. I'm not going to think about it. Anyways, yes, which I tried Guthrie's and it's so freaking good. It's so freaking delicious. It's good to an extent because I still think Cane's has superior chicken fingers, superior coleslaw, superior Texas toast, and superior Cane sauce and their fries. But it satisfies my craving enough that I'm like, okay, I can deal with this, you know? However, they don't have their own lemonade that's like specialty lemonade. They have like Minute Maid lemonade, but they do have their own sweet tea and it's pretty good. But that's my third favorite of the week, is that Guthrie's, because it's really good and it satisfies that craving that I so want to have Cane's. So best believe the next time I am near a Cane's, I am buying Cane's and I am buying the big box because I am a big back and I want Cane's so freaking bad. And then for not so favorites of the week, I actually didn't write any today because I feel like I didn't have an eventful enough week to be like, oh, I don't like this, you know? And why be negative when there's no reason to be negative? Ooh. Ooh, so philosophical. Now all I can think about is my phone on the floor right now and it's, I'm so worried. Luckily, I have a screen protector on and everything, but like, no. Anyways, yeah, I really don't have any like not so favorites of the week because, like I said, I didn't have a negative week or any really bad things that I didn't like happen to me this week. So I'm like, why think about it if I didn't have anything that I did not like this week? Did I though? Did I? Do y'all know that meme? That's so freaking good. Anyways, I'm sounding delusional right now and I feel delusional and I feel literally like I'm going insane. So I think that right here at this very moment is a great spot to finish this episode, because if I keep talking, I will literally just talk nonsense. Like, I'm talking about nonsense. So for the sake of you guys's ears and sake of you guys's for the sake of you guys, I don't even know how you would say that. To not make you keep listening to me talk about these random things and me sounding delusional, I think that is all I really had for this week. I think this episode might be the shortest episode I've done. I say that every week and it just turns out being the same length as all the other ones. But I hope that everybody had a great, amazing week and that when you're listening to this, which is on Friday, or if you're listening to this later, I hope that you have a great weekend. I hope you have a great week in general. And yeah, make good choices. Make good choices. Stay positive. Be kind to yourself. You know, be kind to yourself. Appreciate yourself. Give yourself some praise. Give yourself some confidence. You know, be confident in yourself. You are, if you're listening to this right now, you are perfect the way you are. You are amazing. And don't let anybody ever let you think that you aren't. And don't let anybody ever make you feel like you are less, because you are the best. You are yourself. And being yourself is the most important and most special and most powerful thing you can ever do. So don't let anybody ever dim your light, because you are so special. And I don't know who I'm saying this to. And if you're listening to this, I may not know who you are. I may know who you are, but know that I care for every single one of you. And I appreciate every single one of you so, so much. And if I know you personally and you know that I know you, you know exactly who I'm talking to all those people who are in my life. I appreciate you all so freaking much. So yeah, I'm so thankful for everybody. And like I said, I hope everybody has a great week, a great weekend. If you're listening to this during the daytime, have a great rest of your day. If you're listening to this during the night, have a great, amazing night. And I will see you guys again next week for another episode. Again, every single Friday we have new episodes. And yeah, so anyways, that is all for today. And somebody's coming downstairs, so it is a great time to end this off. Anyways, bye. Love you guys. Thank you so much. Bye.